Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener. Welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes and Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, as well as my Blog Talk Radio community. And those who are joining me in the chat room, I hope you are having a great start to your week. And I hope you had an enjoyable Christmas. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has over 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, tonight, we're going to talk about grateful, being grateful, gratitude, as we do the last podcast for 2015. Woohoo! And of course, in my next half hour, I will be sharing some things I am grateful for, just a few things I am grateful for. And also some of the things that I, my little wish list for all of you out there who are listening via live, where you're going to be listening sometime this week. And, of course, I've got my app suggestion, product suggestion, and repurpose suggestion for the week. This show is just going to be you and I, and it's going to be an abbreviated version. Because, of, as I said last week, I want my guests to really enjoy the holiday season. So, but next week, starting next week, is a new year, and I've got a new guests, new topics lined up for you. Some guests you've heard before, but we've got new topics, so I'm excited about that, and I'll tell you that in a little while. But as always, I do a little researching on the internet, Google, and in regards to the topic of being grateful, and there are seven scientific proven benefits of gratitude that will motivate you to give thanks year-round by Amy Moran. And this article was from Forbes magazine. The first one is gratitude opens doors to more relationships. Number two, it improves your physical health. Number three, it improves your psychological health. Number four, it enhances your empathy and reduces aggression. Number five, it gives you better sleep. Number six, it improves your self-esteem. And number seven, it increases your mental strength. And I want to thank all of you out there who are tweeting about the show. It truly means a lot to me. And that's, of course, one of the things I will be mentioning. And I thank you for joining me in the chat room as well. So those are seven scientific benefits. Gratitude opens the door for more relationships because, you know, when you're grateful for the people in your life, it just kind of attracts more. It improves your physical health. I mean, it improves your psychological health. But I wanted to talk about enhances your empathy and reduces aggression, because when you are grateful, and I have this little thing that I keep on my refrigerator and I look at periodically, when we are grateful for the things, the little things that we have, one, we don't always want for more, but we really have more empathy for people out there who may not have. We don't, you know, one time I saw a woman and she saw a man begging for money and she was like, why don't you just get a job? And sometimes it's just not that easy. There's a lot of other things as to why people are homeless, people don't have jobs, etc. So I wanted to share those with you as well. But I also wanted to kind of go over some of the things that I talked about last week. And it says some of the things in regards to being a minimalist, because it amazed me when I started working on that topic of the stuff that we have. I mean, I've been organizing for 20 years. So when you put a number to things, over 300,000 items in our homes, the size of the home has tripled. 1 out of 10 people have rent off-site storage. I mean, we have a lot of stuff. We have 2-car garages, but only a few of us can park one car in there. And we throw away 65 pounds of clothes every single year. And $1.2 trillion annually is focused on non-essential items. Non-essential items. And I feel that if we are grateful and thankful for what we have, and not always wanting more, our closets would not be overflowing. We would not, we would be able to park our car in the garage. And a lot of us, and I'm raising my hand, probably wouldn't be in debt because we wouldn't want more. We would be so happy for what we have. And I know there's a lot more things that are going on in our psyche and our mind in regards to the shopping and everything, et cetera. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have stuff, because I like nice stuff. I like shoes. I love patent leather shoes. But when it gets to the point where you have so much and you don't have a space for it, and you feel like your space is shrinking and you can't find things that you already have, sometimes it's like, what is your relationship to your things? And I think moving into the new year, we really should begin to look at our relationship with our stuff. I mean, I look at my relationship with my stuff now. It's when I look at these statistics and when I do what I do, I'm always looking and like, wow, what can I get rid of? What am I holding on to that I don't need to? Which is why, for those of you who have been following me via Periscope, is I got rid of these pants. They've been hanging in my closet. They were a favorite pair at once, but because Janet just ironed them with a hot iron, I got a little mark on them, and I didn't wear them. And I was like, why do I'm holding on to this? But I didn't want to throw them out. And, of course, I found that H&M, Responsive Clothes, et cetera. So it was stuff like that. But then I had all these other things. I had my dollhouse, which I tell everybody who's been listening or reading my blog, I got rid of because it was just sitting here. I wasn't using it. And I'm so happy that somebody else is happy with it. So it's a matter of being grateful for the things that I do have. You know, I love the way my bedroom looks. I love the way I feel when I go to sleep and when I wake up in the morning. So I don't need to bring anything else in there. Of course, maybe at some point, yes, I want to change the linens, et cetera, and that's normal in life. But in regards to bringing more stuff into my home and my life, I'm learning, you know what, I need to be grateful for what I have. So just and basically, I want everybody out there who's listening to, one, be grateful, to, two, take care of what you have. Maintain it before you want more. Learn how to appreciate. Learn how to appreciate that one-bedroom apartment before you buy the five-bedroom house. Appreciate the car that you have before you decide to go into debt and buy something bigger. Also, organize to make things more efficient and better, and be a better manager of things, of your money, of the things, so that when you buy something, you have a space for it, you put it there, therefore you can find it when you need it, and then your house isn't unorganized, and therefore you buy something like maybe a pack of socks. You can't find it. You're frantic because you need the socks, so therefore you go out and spend money, more money. And then if something is not useful, don't hold on to it anymore. Let it go. Let it go. You've got a coat hanging in the closet. You've worn it. It's still good, but you can't wear it anymore for whatever reason. And, you know, there's somebody out there somewhere in the world who could probably benefit from it. The same way from dishes, from, you know, could be furniture, A friend of mine said, you know, I'm cleaning out a house so I could sell it. And I've got a dining room set. We don't want it for our new house. So she's going to, you know, donate it. Same with dishes. We have tons and tons of dishes. We always had a good set, the set that we only use once or twice a year. And we really wind up not even using it for several years. Why are you holding on to it? Yes, I have stuff that I hold on to and I am sentimental. Yes. When my mother passed, I got rid of her clothes because I couldn't wear them. I got rid of paperwork because it was no longer useful and I didn't need it. But yes, I do have her jewelry box and I have her yellow gloves. So there are some things, and I'm not saying you got to get rid of everything, but when it's excess, when you cannot function in your home and your space, when you cannot find things, when you're tripping over stuff, then you need to really begin to say, is it time for me to, you know, last week I posted on social media where I helped a client. We got rid of a lot of stuff. We got rid of paperwork. We got rid of stuff. They donated stuff. So that's what I really wanted to share with you tonight. But I also want to share something with you. And this is what I have on my refrigerator. And it says, if you have food in your fridge, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of the world. If you have money in the bank, your wallet, and some spare change, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthiest. I'm going to read that again. If you have money in the bank, your wallet, and some spare change, you are among the 8% of the wealthiest in the world. If you wake up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the million people who will not survive this week. If you have never experienced the danger of battle, the of imprisonment, or torture, or horrible pangs of starvation, you are luckier than 500 million people alive and starving. If you can read this message, you are more fortunate than 3 billion people in the world who cannot read at all. At all. Isn't that amazing? I mean, the whole thing about being wealthy. But then 3 billion people in the world can't even read. So I hope as you enter into 2016, you begin to just look at 2015 despite all this stuff. I mean, I could look back and say I had surgery, I had complications. I thought I was going to be out for 2 weeks. I wound up being out for almost 3 or 4 months. I can look back, but I can also say this has been a wonderful year. I've met some great people. I have met some wonderful neighbors. I have been able to walk 10,000 steps. I mean, see, when you start thinking about all that stuff, because some people, they can't barely walk a couple of steps. So you just have to begin to look back in this year and say, wow, okay, so maybe you look at that room and it is still unorganized. And the closet is unorganized, and you still don't have your paperwork in order, and you just feel like your life is a mess. Okay, you know what? Okay, take a deep breath, because we're soon going to be turning the page to a new year and a new start. And you always, every day you wake up, you have a new start. You have a chance to make a difference. Now, yes, the January 1st is coming up. But you don't have to wait until January 1st to make a new start. It could be your birthday. It could be tomorrow. It could be Thursday. It could be whenever you feel like making a new start. And you just do a little bit at a time. It's with anything. When you went to college, you took those courses and you studied. When you went on that new job, you learned what to do. When you became a parent, you figured it out. When you tried to fix something in your home because you needed to save money, you either watched a video, watched a show, or read a book. So it's the same with organizing. You just do a little at a time, and that little may be just getting rid of the junk mail, maybe getting rid of the flyers, maybe getting rid of the newspaper once it's read. Next thing is getting rid of all the clothes you can't fit. So it's just a matter of getting rid of And then once you get rid of stuff, it's like, okay, the dust is settled. This is everything that I'm going to keep. So now let me decide what I need to do and how I need to organize it. So that's all it is. That is basically what it is. So I hope that in this new year, as we come approach it, you will figure out what it is. First of all, in 2015, you're so grateful for that you just have to write it down in a book, share it with somebody, post it on social media. But then, like, you know what? I'm grateful for these things. Now I've got a new year coming. So these are some of the things that I want to take. So I am going to take a quick break. Then I'm going to come back and I'm going to share with you my audiobook for the week, but also I have my New Year's list just specifically for you, some of the things that I hope that you will be able to enjoy in 2016, as well as my product suggestions, app suggestions, and I am going to be ending with 15 things that I am grateful for, and I'm just always grateful for, but just specific. Oh, I'm talking a little too fast tonight. Specific things that I am grateful for in 2015. And just to give you a hint, it's all of you out there, all of you who are listening, tweeting, just following me all over these years. You're the one. You've made the list. Whether you realize it or not, you are the people who motivate me every Monday night to do what I have to do. So I'm going to take a quick break, and I am going to be right back. Going to be like, take 11 second break.
Hello, this is Lynn Edwards from Virtual Excellence, and you are listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
And that was the wonderful Lynn Edwards, who is been so wonderful and supportive of me all these years. So, sponsor, as you always know, Audible is offering the listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a 30-day free trial membership. And you just go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. And they have over 180 audiobooks. And you can download a title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. It's audibletrial.com/getorganized. And my book suggestion for this week is Every Moment is a New Beginning, The Power of Positivity and Gratitude by J.C. Ramsey. Again, Every Moment is a New Beginning, The Power of Positivity and Gratitude by J.C. Ramsey. And, of course, you know, later this week, that will be posted on my social media. But what a wonderful trip. Every day, every moment is a new beginning. So your moment doesn't necessarily have to be 12 noon on 12 midnight on July 31st. Your moment could be tomorrow. Your moment could be 10 o'clock tonight, Eastern Standard Time, whatever. But that is when your moment is. So my Taylor tip time, and it is my New Year's list for all of you out there. Enjoy in the new year is first, number one is better sleep, because I know a lot of you out there have shared with me your trials with sleeping good. So I hope that you find a solution to it, whether it's, and I tell everybody this, how I learned how to sleep really good at night. One is my bedroom is clutter free. Number two, I stop looking at all of the tablets and the smart devices before I go to bed. And three, once I put on my favorite, it's like my body starts to know it's time for Janet to go to sleep. So that's the first thing. The second thing is taking better care of your body by exercising. And whatever that is for all of you out there, it could be walking, it could be swimming, it could be jogging, it could be bike riding, it could be just going to the gym, whatever it is. I hope that you have better health, better manager of your money. So if you decide you want to save money, want to pay debt off, want to retire early, I just want to wish that for you in the new year. Eat healthier, because I know all of us I know for myself, as I get older, there are things that I can eat when I was 20. I cannot eat at 50. Digestive system has changed. So eating healthier, taking time to relax, taking vacations, and it could be a mind vacation. You could just sign up, go and sit in the park and watch the birds and the water and the ducks, et cetera. Schedule time for fun, whatever that is, however that looks like. Learn something new. Could be a new language, a new way of doing something, a new DIY project. Also, schedule time to connect. That's key. So however that looks for you. It could be, for me, I usually really try to stay connected with people via Facebook, instant messaging, text messaging. However, we have all this wonderful technology, so why don't we use it to our advantage? And the last thing that I hope for you in the new year is those of you out there who are listening want to get organized, that you get organized. So I hope that you, like my little New Year's list for you, which covers everything from sleeping to eating to money to relaxing to getting organized. Hope you enjoy that as well. So now we're going to move on to my wonderful mailbag. And I want to thank all of you who have, of course, joined me in the chat room. And thank you so much for following me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, as well as Periscope. And for those of you who are on Periscope, I am Organizer Janet on Periscope. And I'm excited because I am going to have a New Year's Day message that I hope, that I believe is going to motivate you to want to get rid of some stuff. Because I'm going to share how I worked through some of my stuff. Because I found that when we hold on to things, there's always a story related to it. So once you can deal with the story, then you can deal with the stuff and let it go. So I'm looking forward to that. So I thank all of you who have been following me via Instagram as well as Periscope. So tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. So I want all of you, now that the holidays are over, you can get rid of the gift wrap and the ribbons and the boxes and the bags and, all the stuff related to Christmas 2015 that you don't longer need. You know, those gift boxes, those gift bags, the bows, the ribbons, and even some of the items that you are holding on to, the boxes holding on to items that you already put together. So get rid of all that stuff. You don't need it anymore. It's only going to add clutter. And it surprises me sometimes that people take those boxes. They may get somebody a student desk, and they'll take the box and just throw it in the basement. And then, of course, spring comes, and they're like, oh, we need to clean it out. Just get rid of it now. So let's move on to my app suggestion. AnyDo. That's Any, do, dot do. And it's free. You can use it for your iPhone, your Android, your Google Chrome. And basically, it helps you stay on top of all your to-do lists. It's an interface. It adds new tasks easily. It adds reminders. It syncs your to-do list, etc. So I thought that was something good because I know a lot of people, we have all these to-do lists and everything. It's nice if we have something where we can just sync everything together and have one to-do list to look at and try not to keep track of every to-do list and what we've written. So that'll hopefully help you in the new year stay on top of those tasks and get things done. My product suggestion is acrylic desktop dock. And basically, it's a nice organizer. It's clear, so it can match any decor, and you can just put all of your items in there. It could be your pads. It could even be your tablets, whatever you need to keep organized on your desktop. And then the last thing is my repurpose suggestion, because you guys out there know I love to repurpose. And I actually, I'll share it with you guys. I was going through reading some local newspapers, and a woman has found a way to repurpose umbrellas. She was walking, she saw the umbrella, and she loved the color of the fabric because she thought it would make a great raincoat for her dog. Who would have thought of that? Only a person who's into recycling, repurposing, upcycling. But my repurpose suggestion for the week is a door that was made into a mirror. And also, I saw some beautiful gold spray-painted mason jars. People spray-painted them gold, and they just used them around the house to hold items. They were holding paintbrushes, put flowers in them, et cetera. So you can always go to my Pinterest page, and you can find all of those wonderful repurposed ideas as well. So I thought those were great as well. And I wanted to mention another thing for all of you out there who are actually thinking about Carla R. Jenkins says, I'm already cutting up Christmas boxes for trash tomorrow. Thank you, Carla. Thank you so much for sharing that. So for those of you who are not in the immediate area and who are thinking about getting organized in the new year, as those of you who already may know, is I offer long distance and virtual organizing. So, and this is only for people who are self-starters, DIYers. They follow details, they'll work with timelines and want to organize their home when it fits your schedule and you have a budget. If you think this is you and you're ready to get organized, basically what you will get from working for me virtually is you send me a picture and I will give you an assessment of your room, of the area, a detailed plan on how to organize it, product suggestions, if any are needed. We're going to do a lot of follow-up via the phone and emails especially, and also some strategies to help you stay focused and on target. That's how I work virtually. It's almost as if you have me in the room. And, of course, if you have, we can do Skype, we can do FaceTime, but it's just like having me right there by your side. So if you're thinking about that in the new year, be sure to go to my website and either visit my service page or visit the contact page, and we can schedule a quick session to discuss your project. But I wanted to share with you and end this show with the 15 reasons why I'm grateful, because it's 15. Actually, 15 represents 2015. So 15 reasons why I am grateful. And these are not necessarily everything that happened this year, but these are always some of the main, these are a lot of the main reasons why I am just so grateful, because I look at my life and I look at my journey and it could have just, anything could have happened, but I have been truly blessed in this life. So, number one is, of course, my loving parents passed away, but I just, the times that they were here, I was truly blessed, I believe, with the best parents on the face of the earth, because I was a spoiled child. My loving aunts, uncles, and cousins, very blessed, because, again, I'm spoiled. Beautiful godchildren, and I'm, you know, making their top list of fun people to hang out with. That's a lot. That means a lot to me, especially that they're teenagers and they seem to be just like growing up so fast. That was number three. Number four is my 30 plus year friendship with my BFF, which is my best friend forever. Number five is friends who are supportive, loving, fun, and have a great sense of humor. I love people who have a great sense of humor, and we can just laugh things off. That means a lot to me. Number six is Lynn Edwards, who helped me stay organized, on track, and moving forward. She truly does. She's been doing it for almost over 8 years now. Number seven is my clients for continuing to allow me to do what I love to do. Number 8 is for the people I work with and my clients like to make me feel like a part of the team. That means a lot to me. Number 9, I have great neighbors. I mean, those of you who follow me via Instagram and on Facebook, definitely Instagram, you see the wonderful dishes that my neighbor makes. For all my followers on social media and my JMT email list, thank you so much. Number 10. Number 11, a great mentor and spiritual mother. Number 12, I have an awesome church family. And actually, yesterday I got to spend time with a couple from my church. He is originally from Cameroon, and we had cuisine from Cameroon, and it was fabulous. I always love trying new food. Number 13 is a beautiful community I enjoy living in. Number 14 is the women who have become my mother and grandmother figures, especially after my mother passed away. I'm so grateful for that. You know, I never knew when I had to say my goodbyes to my mother that all of those women would just kind of take me as their own, as if I was their own flesh and blood. And number 15 is I want to give a special shout out, special thanks of gratitude and appreciation to my over 750,000 global listeners of the podcast. Those of you who are right now in the chat room, you know who you are. Those of you who tweet about the show, those of you who send me encouraging messages, those of you who have been here through the shows that, because of technical difficulty, didn't air, you know, the times when I've had technical issues, I want to let you know I am grateful and I appreciate you. I am so grateful for you, because there was a moment, and a lot of you may have already heard this story, in 2012, where I had to make a decision. And I was working with somebody on this show at the time, and they wanted me to do something that I just didn't feel comfortable with. I didn't feel it was right. I didn't feel like it had anything involved with organizing. And, of course, they said, well, your show is boring. I'm like, well, my goodness, it's not supposed to be too exciting. It's about organizing. And I stuck to my guns. And because I stuck to my guns, you proved to me that I made the right decision. Because after that, you started listening like crazy, and that made me feel good. Because when that person said, I never want to be a part of this show, that, you know, it's boring and it'll just never go anywhere. Well, you proved them wrong, and I thank you for that. I thank you for every single time I sign in, which is at least several times a week. But I am grateful for all of you who have listened, who continue to listen, who even are listening for the very first time. So I can't even say enough about that. It just means a lot to me that you continue to follow me. So I thank you. So that was my grateful list for 2015. Is that, and that even though it's number 15, but it's as if you're number one, I am grateful for all of you who are listening. So my quote for the week is, an organized space creates clarity, and clarity attracts success. So whatever the success in your life is, it could be a success as a parent, a spouse, a business owner, a career professional, a community advocate, a volunteer. But an organized space will create a clarity for you. And also, I want to share with you real quick, and I'm pulling it up right now, with the wonders of social media, as well as, I'm looking at my wonderful, it was something I saw, and it just so many people were just moved by it. It's a little quote. It says, note to self, remember, less stuff really means less to organize. less to clean, less to mess, less to store, more room to breathe, less stress, and less is more. Again, less, note to self, remember, less stuff really means less to organize, less to clean, less mess, more room to breathe, less stress, and less is more. Less is more. So I want you to just think about those two, but also think about what I said, especially the part, if you have money in the bank, your wallet, and some spare change, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthiest. So I want you to think about that this week. So next week, Keena Baker, who has been here before, she's going to be talking about simplifying for success in 2016. That's week one. Week two, we have Tish Times, who will be coming back. She said yes. She's going to be teaching us how to network. So this is not just for business people. This is for anybody who wants to just meet more people, be exposed to more business and professional people in your career. So she's going to be talking to us about organized networking. Then we're going to have Kimberly Saunders, and she's going to be sharing some things about just how we all can find time to serve, because that's going to be the day of service, Dr. Martin Luther King's day of service. And then we'll be ending the month with Susanna Kay, who is a professional organizer, a colleague, but she's going to be talking about ADD, attention deficit disorder, and how you can organize around that so you can be more organized even if you have attention deficit disorder. But again, next week, simplifying for success in 2016 in your business and in your life. So I hope you join me. So again, an organized space creates clarity, and clarity attracts success. And I hope that all of you will continue, because it's just December 28th. So if you continue to organize between now and the end of the year, post some pictures, email me some pictures, tweet about it, just let me know, because I want to be here cheering you on until we get into the new year. So, of course, I want you to definitely if anybody has any questions about organizing, or do you want to share what you want to be grateful for, please post it in the chat. But I want to make sure that you visit me on my website. Make sure you sign up to Periscope, because I'm going to be doing a New Year message first thing New Year's morning. So you don't have to worry about midday. I'm going to do this thing fresh out of the bat. New Year's morning, probably maybe about 9-ish. And I just want to share with you some things that I hope will inspire you to look at your stuff differently and to slowly get rid of it. I'm not talking about going in there and just making some, but to slowly begin to look at the stuff differently and say, you know what? I've had you long enough in my life. It's time for us to separate. So please be sure to sign up for Periscope. And, of course, if you're a part of Twitter, then every Periscope I do definitely gets posted to Twitter. So, again, be sure to visit my website for additional information. I hope you join me for my New Year's message on Periscope. I want to thank you so much for continuing to listen to me and for just supporting me and sharing this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. And continue to visit me on JanetMTaylor.com, because we're actually going to be doing a new website. See, I could have talked about that too. This has been an interesting year. I had to change my technology regarding the Blog Talk Radio show. I lost all of my contacts on my beautiful, wonderful phone. And I have to put the new website that was out, we have to redo it again, because that one's got some kinks in it. But I am still grateful. I am still so happy and grateful for making it this far in 2015 and looking forward to 2016. So until next time, I want all of you to have an organized week, a clutter-free day, but most of all, I want you to have a happy, a healthy, a blessed, and a prosperous new year. And I want you, I hope in this new year that as your partner on this journey, that I help you clear out whatever needs you need to get rid of so that you can be all that you have been destined to be here on earth. That is why I do these shows. That is why that I am here to help you get rid of the excess so you can do whatever you're called to do. And whatever it is, it could be to move up the career, the corporate ladder, help in the community, be a parent, be whatever, whatever you're called to do. See, I'm getting excited now. So I want to wish all of you a very, very happy new year. And thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.